Transport ministers from five West African countries have signed a communique at a consombo in the eastern region towards the establishment of the West Coast High-Speed Rail Project. The project aims at a common rail route across West Africa to link coastal states by providing a seamless, fast and affordable mode of transport for the people. Minister of Transport Jifa Tivo said the project has received political support because Ghana considers the railway sector as a viable means of income generation and job creation. At the end of the meeting, it was agreed that each country should draft a document to be considered by the other states. Irabna Paha reports.
In 2008, ECOWAS conducted a pre-feasibility study on how to establish a West Africa high-speed rail project. It was concluded that the idea was imperative, desirable and viable. The five countries, namely Ghana, Togo, Nigeria, Benin and Cote d'Ivoire, considered the idea and found it reasonable. Transport Minister Jifa Ativo said it is a known fact that of all the models of transport, namely water, road, marine or air, railway remains the cheapest. Any effort, therefore, to develop the industry must be given the necessary support.
The private sector in our sub-region has seen the importance of rail infrastructure in the socio-economic development of the sub-region, which will lead to the overall improvement in the living conditions of our citizens. For a project of this magnitude to see the light of day, the partnership between the public and the private sector is very important and critical, and it is against this background that I can say without any shadow of doubt that this project is here to succeed. We are excited about this initiative and are therefore ready to give it all the needed support.
Mr. Sativo noted that it will be useless unless the economic emancipation of the sub-region is fully realized, and one of the surest ways of doing this is to see to the realization of the Africa High Speed Rail Project. Chairman of HAMCO BTB, organizers of the meeting, Idowu Ubasa, spoke on the importance of the project and its benefit to the sub-region.
One would have thought that before now, the West African rail should have become a reality. The idea of a West African rail is not new, so we are not introducing a new thing. But the question to ask ourselves is, why are we continuing to talk about it without acting upon it?
It is expected that the railway project will commence within the first quarter of 2014 if member countries facilitate the documentation in their countries.
Irabna Paha reporting.